Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll meet the seven candidates vying for five at-large seats on the Eau Claire City Council in the April 1st spring election. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The candidates are running for five at-large seats on the Eau Claire City Council. The five seats are currently occupied by Kate Felton, Larry Mboga, Joshua Miller, Charlie Johnson, and Roderick Jones. Miller, Johnson, and Mboga will be on the ballot. Felton and Jones have announced they'll not run for re-election. Challengers include Philip Swanhorst, Nate Otto, Ethan Reed, and Mary Catherine Partlow. Again, of those seven, five will be elected, three incumbents. So let's start off by meeting the candidates. All of this audio comes from interviews the seven candidates did with Scott Rogers, the Vice President of Governmental Affairs with the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce. And we begin by hearing what Joshua Miller has to tell us about himself.
Currently finishing my first term on the Eau Claire City Council. Before that, I served on the Waterways and Parks Commission for 6 years, so I spent about 10 years serving the city of Eau Claire. I've lived in Eau Claire nearly 20 years now. Me and my wife love it here. We have a kid that's in at Memorial High School. We love the nature around here, hiking, skiing, going downtown, made Eau Claire home and really love it here.
All right, let's meet another of the city council candidates, and that is challenger and newcomer Mary Catherine Partlow.
The things that I'd like the people to know the most is that I am a third generation here in Eau Claire. I'm not new to what Eau Claire does and how it functions. I have business owners here in Eau Claire that are family members, so I know about small businesses, and that I'm a big advocate for people that are, not always getting their voices being heard.
Phil Swanhorst was also asked what he'd like voters to know about him as a candidate for Eau Claire City Council.
I've lived in Eau Claire about 8 years. It's all right downtown here in an apartment. Before that, I owned a campground in Chippewa for 26 years. Before that, I had a 80-acre hobby farm in Osseo. And we don't want to go before that into Minnesota and South Dakota. But I've got a lot of different experiences, and I think it's beneficial to have a variety of a background that I can bring forward.
Larry Mboga also talked about what he'd like voters to know about him.
I'm originally from Kenya. I've lived in America for over 30 years. I've lived in Eau Claire for over 20 years. I think 23, to be exact. I have three kids. My daughter is 26. She's doing a master's. And I have a son who play basketball for Memorial. And I have another son who go to South Middle School. I used Kojit High School for the last 17 years, both soccer, track, and cross country. I'm a community activity. I'm involved in so many things in the community. I volunteer at the community table, feed my people. I volunteer there. Then I run a pickup soccer and basketball. So those are my favorite stuff I do to the community.
Ethan Reed explains what he'd like voters to know about him.
I want people to know that I was not born and raised in Eau Claire, right? Like some of my opponents were, I was born and raised in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I actually moved to the Chippewa Valley for opportunity. So I came to Menominee in 2016 because I wanted to go to school. I went to school for information communication technologies, which is a really fancy way of saying I was an IT guy for a while. And so I navigated those complex systems while I was in school, and I decided that I really didn't need the money. I cared a lot more about helping people actually use these systems than I did about making money as a consultant. So eventually I left IT as soon as I graduated university, and I got, I kind of went through my internship with an IT place in Green Bay called Ensite Telecommunications, after that I just decided this isn't what I want to help people, and I thought government was the best way to do that.
Sixth in line, Nate Otto, a challenger to the Eau Claire City Council at large race for those five seats, also explains what he'd like voters to know about him before the April 1st election.
All right, well, Nate Otto went to Longfellow Elementary School, DeLong Middle School. I went to North High School, UW Eau Claire, so I'm Eau Claire raised. I consider this my hometown. I've lived elsewhere and I've come back. I've got a master's degree in public policy. I'm a school teacher right now. I teach 7th and 8th grade for the Mondovi School District. I served 2 years on the county board.
And finally, Charlie Johnson explains what he'd like voters to know about him before the April 1st Eau Claire City Council at-large election.
So I first moved to Eau Claire in 2016 to attend the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire to get my first bachelor degree. And it was during this time that I kind of became introduced to the local workings of the city of Eau Claire and all the great local businesses. I met some of the local council members, even some state representatives. And this was through my work with an organization on campus called Student Senate. My senior year, I was able to serve as student body president. And it was during this time that I really came to appreciate the importance of public-private partnerships and all the partnerships that make Eau Claire so great. I had the opportunity to work on two great projects, the Sonntag Center and the Science Building, both which are now either finished and an asset to the student body, or one is well on its way and will be a great asset to the community. But this is kind of what led me to want to run for city council back in 2022, was because I saw all the fantastic work that was being done in the city, and I wanted to play a role in continuing that work. But even prior to before I was able to run in 2020 during the pandemic, having to move home, I ended up doing what I think the university, the chamber, and local businesses want all recent graduates to do, and that's come back and make Eau Claire my place to live, work, and really make home.
All right, so it's taken us a good chunk of time just to kind of meet the seven at-large candidates for the five seats in the Eau Claire City Council in that April 1st election. But beyond that, why did they decide to run for election or re-election, starting with Joshua Miller?
Yeah, so first time on city council, the first term, you spend the first year just kind of learning all about the role and how the city works and how legislation works. And then on that, you can build and go forward. And I'm wanting to continue the work I started into another term. We've done a lot of good things in the past 3 years, I think. All the ARPA funds that came to us post-COVID, we listened to a lot of people, and we got housing and transit and fiscal stability going with that one. Talking about fiscal stability, we've also gone down to Madison. I've lobbied down there for increased shared revenue to fund our city. I'm also lobbied to get construction projects here at the UWEC campus. And then other ways I've served beyond the library board, I know people have concerns there, so we got a security person there. And I've also learned a lot at the Chamber's Eggs and Issues coming up every month. I really enjoy you hosting those. So just 1 year, you really get going, and I just want to continue my work forward into another term.
Joshua Miller, why is Mary Catherine Partlow running for a seat on the Eau Claire City Council?
I want to make it so that people who don't feel like they have a voice in Eau Claire actually do have a voice in Eau Claire. I'm not running for me. I have no political aspirations ever. I'm doing this because I have a voice that allows other voices to be heard, and I want that. There's a lot of, you know, where you can go talk at the city council people, but I want to actually make it so that people will meet me once a month to be able to actually have conversations just like we are here.
Mary Catherine Partlow, why is Phil Swanhorst running for an at-large seat on the Eau Claire City Council?
I was asked 3 years ago to consider doing it, and I felt at that time I didn't know enough about the actual workings of the city, even though I drove city buses my last job with the city 15 years, and I have retired 8 years ago. That's when I moved downtown. And now that I've lived here, I feel I know how the city works a little more rather than just city buses.
Phil Swanhorst, and why is incumbent Larry Mboga seeking re-election to the Eau Claire City Council?
Because I feel like I can make a difference, and I feel like I can improve the city government policies. That's why.
Larry Mboga. Meanwhile, Ethan Reed, why is he running as a newcomer to the Eau Claire City Council?
Yeah, well, I'm running for City Council for a couple of reasons. One, because I just honestly think I would be great at it. I want to caveat this with the city budget is like hundreds of millions of dollars, like year after year. And so like the first and foremost reason is I think I would be a responsible steward with those dollars. But if you're asking me personally why I'm running, I love to bike. I love to shop at local shops in Eau Claire. I've got friends in every neighborhood, and I want to see those neighborhoods connected. And I think Eau Claire is doing an absolutely excellent job when it comes to transportation and when it comes to housing and when it comes to all these things that I want to improve. But I want to make sure that in the future these things stay this way, because it's not a guarantee.
Ethan Reed, why is Nate Otto seeking a seat in the Eau Claire City Council?
Ultimately, it comes down to one word: gratitude. I am thankful for this town that I grew up in. I grew up low income on the north side near Longfellow Elementary School. And my family didn't have much, but this town provided for us. I moved back to Eau Claire last summer, and now that I'm back, I want to give back. And some people give back in their own way. I feel with my experience in local government on the county that this is my way to give back to the city.
And that's Nate Otto. And finally, why is Charlie Johnson seeking re-election to the Eau Claire City Council?
So I really view local government as being kind of a driving force for good. And I believe in the strong future for the city of Eau Claire. And I consider myself to be a pragmatic, fact-based leader. I really try not to approach the decisions we make on council from the point of emotion. And I think with this leadership style, it really allows government to be that force for good, tackling challenges large and small. I think we've certainly had a lot of success over the past 3 years, and certainly beyond before my time on City Council, but there's still a lot of work to do. Even with that in mind, politics at the national level is a bit chaotic right now, which I think really highlights the importance of, at the local government, it being as effective and efficient as possible, really with the sole purpose of working on behalf of the residents of Eau Claire so that we can continue this success into the long term.
And Charlie Johnson, an incumbent seeking re-election to the Eau Claire City Council. 5 at-large seats up for grabs in the April 1st election. We're hearing from all 7 candidates on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. And finally, in our time remaining, the third and final question posed by the Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce, Scott Rogers. He asked the candidates, if they're elected, what issues would they focus on? Starting again with Joshua Miller, an incumbent.
Yeah, so the top two are going to be continuing our work on the homelessness issue affecting downtown and the city in general, and those experiencing it also being affected. I'm excited that the Day Resource Center that we've been working towards should be coming online this spring. Eau Claire did allocate $500,000 toward that project. I'm also interested in the three-way partnership between Chamber of Commerce, the county, and the health department. I serve on the Board of Health, so I am active in that role there, looking at the new approaches, collaborative approaches for addressing homelessness in the downtown. Those are the big ones.
Eau Claire City Council member Joshua Miller. Meanwhile, Mary Catherine Partlow was asked what issues she would prioritize if elected.
All right. Well, the one that's the biggest and dearest to my heart is affordable housing. I know that they're talking about more again here. They seem to do that every, election time. The difference between me and them is that I'm actually creating a nonprofit that will be bringing affordable housing to Eau Claire. So that's one big thing I want to get processed while I'm in City Council. Not using the City Council, but just letting people know that this is a route that the city could go after I do it as a nonprofit. I also want to really focus on bringing our taxes down in Eau Claire by bringing in industry, which would be, I'm all about small businesses, but we need a larger guy to walk in like we used to have with Uniroyal and the paper mill. We don't have that anymore, and we need to really start focusing on bringing those people in. We need to make our town where we want to recruit people in. Actually, my great-grandfather brought Gillette to Eau Claire, which turned into Uniroyal and then Uniroyal Goodrich. So it's kind of in my blood to promote things.
Mary Catherine Partlow. Meanwhile, Phil Swanhorst chimes in on what his priorities would be if he's elected to the Eau Claire City Council.
Okay. There's 3 things I feel important to work on, and I address them. There's a million things we could talk about. Taxes, infrastructure, roads, schools, even though they're not necessarily churches. There's an old saying that the weakest link in a chain is as strong as a chain is. And in our community, the only strength we have is the weakest link in our community. The Pueblo is absolutely fantastic. Our roads, our white walking paths, everything. But there's a weak link with the unhoused. That needs to be addressed. There's a weak link with the undernourished. That has to be addressed. There's a weak link with an educational financing. We can't keep financing education with referendums. So those are some of the issues I'd like to address right away.
Phil Swanhorst, Larry Imboga talks about what his top issues would be if he's reelected to the Eau Claire City Council for a three-year term.
One of the top is affordable housing. That's a major one. Second one related to affordable housing is homeless. Then we have PFAS, the clean water. It's one of the things that I'm passionate about. Also, parks and trails, is I'm passionate about is public safety. I'm a big, big supporter of law enforcement. So those are my top ones that I feel like I can help.
Eau Claire City Council member Larry Imboga. Ethan Reed talks about what his priorities would be if he's elected to the city council.
I think affordable housing is what everybody is talking about. We need to make sure that we are attracting young professionals with a decent amount of, you know, high-income housing, but everybody wants affordable housing. That's just a fact. So I'm going to work to make sure that when we're putting in new apartment buildings, there is a certain amount of affordable housing. Now, that's just one of the things. Another the thing is that we need to have connected communities, right? So even if someone doesn't want to live downtown, they're still not completely isolated from everybody. And what that means is, you know, maybe more roundabouts, safer intersections, guarded bike lanes, lots of these small things that people don't think about that keeps people connected. Or just sidewalks that are safer, or raised intersections, or rectangular electronic flashing devices. I mean, I'm rambling, but these are the kind of things that city councilors need to think about when it comes to connecting communities. And then finally, just encouraging the development of local grocery stores, local clothing shops, local dentists. The people in the airport neighborhood should not have to go to Woodman's for their groceries. They should be able to walk down their Planets and just go to the local bodega. And that's the Eau Claire that I want to see. I want to see a 15-minute city for all of these neighborhoods that are both insulated in themselves. They've got their own neighborhoods with their own, you know, mixed-use development. But I also want them to be connected to downtown and to the Oakwood Hills neighborhood. And that is a big ask. But that's why I'm running.
Eau Claire City Council candidate Ethan Reed. Also, Nate Otto asked what his priorities would be if he's elected to the city council.
Yeah, I would concentrate on growing. The city needs to grow. There's no question about that. And we are growing. But that growth is at risk right now. We've lost Hutchinson Technology. We've lost Sacred Heart Hospital. Even UW-Eau Claire enrollment is substantially down from when I was in UW-Eau Claire. In order to attract growth, we do have an opportunity. We can invest in city amenities. We can build coalitions with local governments. We can focus on certain demographics. People are leaving large metro areas right now, especially with the work from home movement. We realize, people around the country realize, you don't have to live in a big city in order to have a big city job. And this is something we can focus on. I do see Eau Claire as competing against our peer cities, such as St. Cloud, Wausau, La Crosse, even to an extent, Rochester. So I would focus on that smart growth while focusing on walkability, while focusing on dense mixed-use urban development. We've also got a lot that we must acknowledge we can't control. There are nationwide forces out there, and city government is limited, as it should be.
And finally, Charlie Johnson talks about what his priorities would be if he's reelected to the Eau Claire City Council.
An issue that is top priority for me, kind of top of mind, is the topic of shared revenue and increased funding from the state. I mean, I have plenty of priorities from housing supply and affordability, transportation, public safety, all of these areas that need to be addressed by the city. But the city's hands and the many municipalities around the state, their hands are tied in terms of funding these areas while meeting the rising costs. And so I really want to continue on the work that's been done to lobby the state legislature to provide these funds that are so necessary to adequately addressing these areas of concern for many of our residents. And on top of that, another area that I really want to focus on is what I mentioned earlier, the community partnerships and relationships that make Eau Claire so special. I think Eau Claire is only successful through all of these relationships, and some of them have become strained recently, and I really want to ensure that we are working to see these come together and strengthen. So I want to do what I did when I first came to Eau Claire and became invested in the community, and that's not only build on these relationships, but really strengthen the ones that we have, because these are what have allowed Eau Claire to be so successful and will most certainly drive that success into the future.
Charlie Johnson, one of three incumbent Eau Claire City Council candidates seeking re-election to one of the five at-large seats being decided in the April 1st spring election. We also heard from incumbents Joshua Miller and Larry Mboga. Meanwhile, incumbents Kate Felton and Roderick Jones not seeking re-election, giving greater opportunity to the other four challengers, who include, and we heard from, Philip Swanhorst, Nate Otto, Ethan Reed, and Mary Catherine Partnell. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. If you wonder where you vote and what you'll be voting on April 1st, all you got to do is check myvote.wi.gov. It'll tell you where you're voting and what you're voting on. Myvote.wi.gov. Mark Halverson here. Thanks for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGA.